Christmas Eve, a day as long as a year of penance. In the kitchen, my mother's face is flushed from the stove, from which all day she has drawn forth cakes, scones, biscuits, mince pies. They stand on the bench outside, cooling in the shade, platoons of them, four abreast, marching into the barracks of abundance. My brother and I hide behind the door until our mother leaves the room, creep in like conspirators, fingers crooked, scoop them into the bowls of icing, chocolate, lemon, vanilla, and feel the cool, sharp flavors sting our tongues. Caught once, smacked, sent outside. Caught twice, smacked harder, sent to the beach. My father comes home early, springing without the weight of the year, a fortnight to go before he shoulders the next load of days. He changes into shorts, fills a glass with beer, bubbles with talk. As my mother passes him, weary, abstracted, he sweeps her on his knee, nuzzles in her neck. She screams and smacks him. The kitchen is full of laughter. The long, long day falls at last along the beach. The darkening house is wrapped around with mystery. The moon peers above Rangitoto, drenching the lawn in a luminous spray, gilding the flax bushes, and the karaka tree stands dark against a drained sky. Every leaf soaked in portent. Everything promises, everything endows, with no questions asked, no down payment, only giving, only abundance. The world prepares to surrender its secret essence. Christmas morning. Tearing of paper. Shouting, turning keys and clockwork in his stifling chagrins that the watch isn't real, that the doll doesn't speak. Warning noises from the bedroom. Don't disturb, your mother's tired. Don't disturb, your mother's tired. Creeping in to see if it's true. Weary, bleary parents, faces tight with tiredness and the effort of goodwill at 5 in the morning. Laughter crackling and spouting. Love. Love. Love.